Ipogeo. The chamber tomb, locally known as Genoveva Hypogeum, was discovered in 1968 and is presently incorporated in an underground area of the building at number 75 Via Polibio. The hypogeum, regarding a family of high social class, seems to have been used about 330 BC and the 3rd century BC, testifying, after the interruption at the beginning of the 5th century BC, a new phase of monumentalization of the necropolis. The magnificence of the building has been, moreover, confirmed by the presence of numerous architectonic elements preserved and visible near the entrance. Regarding the Naioskos, an external funerary monument that contained a marble statue, of which some fragments were found. The uniqueness of the size, developed on the model of a pastas building, with the rooms aligned along the vestibule. The particular architectural and decorative care render this chamber tomb particularly interesting. Access is by means of steps. The dromos, which lead through a Doric door, presumably a wooden door, a leaf door, into a long vestibule, rectangular in shape, which opens into four funerary cells, characterized by semi-columns in Doric style. The external structure, partially cut into a bank of rock, the upper part was built with regular blocks of carpero, covered with a molded cornice on which a cover of large slabs was positioned. The plastered walls still have traces of the original, ancient painted decoration. Note, in particular, the molded cornice adorned with a red and light blue meander on a light background. The doors of the cells, framed by semi-columns, have got double leaves with a clutch claw, or they are monolithic. Inside the room, in line with the entrance, you can see a funeral bed, or klein, made of monolithic block in carpero, with the margins protruding at the same level as the head. In the other rooms, the funeral bed was probably made of wood, as documented by the four angled holes used for accommodating feet. The uniform layer of plaster, on the line of the hinge between the leaves of the doors, on the hinge with the monumental wall, allows us to suppose that each cell was sealed after its use. However, the function of the rectangular ditch located before the entrance is not clear, and many remains of bones have been found there.